it's just I'm getting tired of politics not being so good and honest.
Not quite as honest as Luz Guadarrama. It's a very little weary honesty from a Michigan voter thinking of staying at home instead of voting in the midterm elections 2 weeks from now. Joining us to talk about what's going on in Michigan politically, we've got Craig Folly with us, host of The Craig Folly Show on WDET, Detroit Public Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste. Always a pleasure to hear from you.
And you. And also with us is Takeaway correspondent Andrea Bernstein, who recently traveled to Jackson, Michigan to talk with voters there. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, Craig, it's been 2 years since President Obama took Michigan by 16 points, a great deal of excitement among voters. Yet at the same time, Michigan has fallen a little deeper into recession. There are some hopeful signs, but at the same time, we've got very high unemployment numbers. Is it going to be the economy that moves people away from the excitement that they experienced in 2008?
It is the economy, and just about only the economy in this state this time around, Celeste. We have not heard word one, really, about social issues in this campaign, even really on the Republican side during the primary season. It's been all about jobs and job creation and what ideas there are out there to create jobs.
Well, now, the governor's race is relatively hotly contested. You've got the Republican candidate, Rick Snyder. He has a 13-point lead in the most recent poll, although it has been jumping up and down a little bit. And one blog gives him a 95% chance of winning. He's talking a lot about fiscal conservatism, but there's really not much room in the Michigan budget for cutting and moving things, is there?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I mean, there's always people that would like to cut more, especially from things like the social safety net and everything else to make things happen that they want to happen. But yeah, there isn't a lot of room in the budget. And the interesting thing is that, of course, after 8 years of Jennifer Granholm as governor, the Democrats were going to have an uphill climb no matter what. So the Republican candidates haven't really had to say anything in any of the major races around the state about how they would do what they want to do, just that they want to change the culture in Michigan. We have gotten zero details from Rick Snyder as to exactly what that's going to mean. So we're still sort of waiting, but unfortunately we're likely going to have to wait until after he is the next governor to find out what he means by that.
All right. Well, Andrea, you visited Michigan's 7th congressional district. That's centered around Jackson's west of Detroit, a little south of Lansing. Why is this particular district gaining national attention?
This is a classic swing district. It's one of those districts that is split about 50-50. President Obama just eked out a victory in this county in 2008, and the Democrat, the incumbent, Mark Schauer, won in 2008, but also by a very, very tight margin. The race is a little complicated for Republicans because Tim Walberg, who had the seat before and had been in office, is now challenging Schauer. So it's not this clean message of the Republicans bringing change. And, you know, he had a bit of, he has a bit of baggage just for having been there. One of the interesting things is some of the Democrat candidates in Michigan are putting forward these messages. China's going to take your jobs. The Republicans are going to dismantle Social Security. And one of the things that was interesting for me as I stood outside the Walmart in Jackson, Michigan, where a lot of people were doing their groceries and talked to them, was that some of them are beginning to seep in. Here's Linda Webb.
Because I hear a lot about him wanting to take the Social Security away and more or less about that. I've worked all my life. I've worked since I was 12 years old. I paid into that. I deserve that. I've worked hard, and I don't feel that it should be taken from us.
Well, nobody's going to take away Social Security. I mean, that's just not an issue that's really even on the table here, even if the message is getting through. Why is it a surprise, though, that a district that was just eked out by both the Democrat and Obama wouldn't flip in a time like this with a serious recession?
Well, you know, one of the things about Michigan that's really interesting is one of the most praised initiatives of the Obama administration was his bailout of General Motors. This was praised by economists. The company turned around. The White House says 1.1 million jobs were saved. So you'd think that would be a home run. That would be a big, important thing for the Democrats to run on. But one of the things I found was a lot of ambivalence, a lot of people saying, why are you helping the big guy? Here's Chris Tubbs. He voted for Obama last time around. This time he says he's one of those people who's not sure if he's going to go out and vote. Listen to what he said about General Motors.
My whole family was General Motors. I had family that worked there and laid off there, and some of them retired from there. It would have been really nice to see them do what they had to do, you know, on their own, like some of the other companies did, but in the long run, I think it probably would have done more damage had they gone under.
Well, Craig Folly, let me ask you, some people could say, argue credibly that Michigan has benefited more than any other state under the Obama administration. And there are some, like I said, a few hopeful signs that Michigan is beginning to turn around. So why shouldn't Michigan be a Democratic stronghold?
Because we have 14% unemployment. Fact is, we're still 3-4 points above the national average. And until people see the jobs coming back, they're not really going to buy in to what is going on. They want to see actual job numbers coming back to the state of Michigan, whether that's in manufacturing or some other sector. They want to see it happen, and it hasn't happened yet. It's going to be a long, slow recovery. And those jobs that we lost in the automotive sector, the vast majority of those aren't coming back anytime soon. So until people get through some sort of new training, there just aren't going to be opportunities available for them, so they're stuck.
And one of the things that was interesting is the clip we heard at the beginning of the segment, Luz Guadarrama, that was just echoed all over. So
that
many people
tired.
Were like, I'm tired. And, you know, I really pushed voters because President Obama is out campaigning this week, and he's saying, if you supported me in 2008, I need you now. I need you to come out, he's saying, so we can finish our agenda. And I said, well, you know, the president wants you to do it. And they were like, yeah, I know.
Meh.
I'm still tired. I'm still busy. I still don't like who's running. So even though the president is making this full-throated appeal, it's not really moving big numbers of voters. And that's what, you know, made him slay in Michigan in 2008 and in so many other places, North Carolina,
yeah,
Indiana.
Activity. Well, Craig Folly, let me ask you. You've said that the Republicans really don't have to do much in order to get a victory out in Michigan. What can the Democrats do at this point, do you think?
I'm not sure, Celeste. With 2 weeks left, to be honest with you, there's not a whole lot they can do at this point in time. I think they've lost the governorship in the state. They may hang on to Shower's race, and they may hang on to Gary Peters in the ninth, and that would be actually a pretty good day for them.
So the Michigan may be swinging red once again. That is Craig Folly, host of The Craig Folly Show on WDET at Detroit Public Radio, and Andrea Bernstein, our takeaway correspondent, join us. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.